Avalon, it was my intention to reach an audience or a community of listeners who is anxious to have life-affirming and woman-loving music to listen to.
Prolific singer, songwriter, and activist Margie Adam is back with her eighth album entitled Avalon. Hi, I'm Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Audiophile. Avalon includes a tribute to Carole King, the first time Margie Adam has recorded a song other than her own.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes. But will you love me?
Of all my influences, Carole King is the most significant. And that's because her voice and her album, Tapestry, created a context for me as a young feminist lesbian songwriter to imagine myself not only writing music, but also singing it.
Find out more about Margie Adam and Avalon at www.margieadam.com. That's MARGIEADAM.com.
Cam Clark's CD, Inside Out, brings singer-songwriter music of the 70s out of the closet.
I guess I would describe the style of my CD as kind of a folk country feel, kind of a retro early 70s kind of a thing. James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Carly Simon, that kind of a groove.
There's something in the way it moves, or looks my way, or calls my name, that seems to leave this troubled world behind. And if I'm feeling down or blue, or troubled by some foolish game, he always seems to make me change my mind.
I find it's very important for me to be out, hence the title of my record, my CD, Inside Out. It's important for me because I need people to know that I'm not afraid of who I am on the inside or the outside. And it's a part of me that ain't going away.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would dance and come along, when they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking out through the backyard window walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, it was. It was.
Find out more about Cam Clark's CD Inside Out at www.lmlmusic.com.
Singer, songwriter, and storyteller Mark Islam is back with his new CD called The Fine Print. Each song on this disc is a musical portrait of a different inhabitant of the city of Los Angeles.
On top of the charts, in heavy rotation, won every award, every major nomination, her overnight. 10 years to achieve. Not long ago, she couldn't get arrested. Now the honor of her presence is requested by senators, prime ministers, by royalty and sheiks.
I love L.A. I think L.A. is just one of the most remarkable cities on the planet. And there is a story around every single corner. The person sitting next to you at your Starbucks has a story.
Islam created this musically rich album by blending the talents of specially selected individual musicians including Jennifer Warnes.
I've been familiar with her work and the stuff that she's done for other people like Leonard Cohen, and there's something about the prosody of that lyric that evokes Leonard Cohen, and so I called her up. We had a couple get acquainted conversations, and she came down to the studio.
While the demons you think you're out casing are still lurking around beneath your bed, and the waters you're barely treading are rising above your sweet head.
For more information about Mark Islam's The Fine Print, check out his website at www.markislam.com.
And that's it for this edition of Audiophile. You can write to us at P.O. Box 429, Sunland, California, 91041, or online at info@audiophile.org. That's info@audiofile.org. Audiophile is produced by Chris Wilson, Christopher David Trentum, and J.D. Doyle. This is Chris Wilson.
And I'm J.D. Doyle. Keep listening.
Rising above.